Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Stones bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's where you can find out more about my book, The Age of the Customer. Olala Njinga is our guest. Olala is our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, the CEO of Yellowwood Group, which is an outstanding organization helping small business owners just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And she's here today, though, to talk to us about Black History Month, to talk to us about that whole perspective. And in the previous segment, Olala, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
You were telling us about, we were talking about the importance of and the validity of Black History Month. One of the things I want to talk about now is the war on poverty. Now, I'm a lot older than you, so I remember when the war on poverty was begun by Johnson, by President Johnson. And so I've observed that whole process over the years. And I'm curious to know what your verdict would be if you were if somebody asked you to drop the gavel on 50 years of the war on poverty, which was focused primarily on Black Americans. What would you say? What kind of a verdict would you give it?
In terms of like a grade, like maybe A, B, C, or D.
Yes.
I would definitely give it a strong high C. I mean, I think a lot.
High C, okay.
I give it a high C.
Okay.
I think there have been a lot of improvements. I think Blacks in general feel a little bit differently about their socioeconomic standing. I do think that there is a disproportionate number of people in the Black community that still feel like they're fighting the war every minute of every single day.
Do you think they're justified in that feeling?
Absolutely, I do. I mean, I can look at my own life because there will be people who would say that, you know, I can't possibly understand or have a point of reference about what that would mean, and they would be dead wrong. They don't know about my life. They don't know how I grew up, and,
right.
and I can certainly identify with living at or below the poverty line because that's
right.
that's essentially how I grew up. So I do have a point of reference in terms of whether or not there's true progress, and there is. I think the government, like anything, can continue to commit to making improvements, but you can't expect a broad, sweeping, overnight change to how we fundamentally exist when we look at poverty and expect it to all go away simply because that's what people want. It's
Is it
time.
Possible, Olala, that the war on poverty has created a kind of a, I'm going to call it a bifurcated result? One meaning what you just described, which the war on poverty allowed you to raise yourself up out of anything like that and to become a successful business owner and take your place and claim your place in claim the American dream. It's allowed that for you and many, many other Black Americans to do the same thing. While on the other side of the scale, it's created an environment where many, many more Black Americans have felt beholden and connected to the government. What do you think?
Wow, that's you just summed up the argument that we have across our dining room table on a consistent basis.
But hasn't both of those things happened? You described it
Absolutely.
The first time, but
yeah.
but when people are giving, I mean, isn't that kind of why you gave it a C and not a B or an A?
It is. I mean, I think that there is a cross-section of the population that sees the programs that are in place to be, you know, a bit of a running start for people to kind of get them some momentum so that they can improve their quality of life. I think there's a certain amount of abuse that has happened, or people have gotten used to the government stepping in
right.
and fixing.
And hasn't like. The so-called Black leadership fostered that kind of behavior?
I would go as far as to say this, that we do have some Black leaders that posture those programs as being something
mm-hmm.
Blacks are entitled to have or entitled to receive because of legacy issues about being socioeconomically
and at what point in time, Alala, should everyone look around and say, okay, it's been 50 years and trillions of dollars. The doors have been open. If you haven't gone through those doors, then, you know, then at some point in time, you know, those doors have to be, and we have to quit funding that. I mean, is it 50 years? Is it 100 years? At what point in time, or let me just say this, what's next, Erlana? What would you do next to improve the war on poverty?
Wow, that's a big old fat question. I don't know that I can think through, like, what next looks
yeah.
like. But what I can say is I am surprised all the time about people who don't know certain programs actually do exist.
Right.
And so it's
that would surprise me, too.
Yeah, but
I guess what I'm asking is, do we need more government or more responsibility? If you were in charge of the next generation, let's just say, next 20 years of the war on poverty, would you say, okay, we need a healthier dose of money from the government and programs, or we need a healthier dose of responsibility? Which would you say?
Okay, so you're now putting my fiscally conservative thoughts. Right,
I know where your
buttons
are, Olala.
This is really a button for me, too. I'm feeling mighty warm. Okay, so I have to preface it by saying, me personally,
yeah,
I'm always about more responsibility, less government.
Yeah. What would you say, I got to get a quick answer. We can come back okay. after these messages. What would you say for the general population, more responsibility or more money?
General population probably needs a little more time with the government in order to figure out what responsibility is supposed to look
like. You heard it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, ladies and gentlemen. And this is from somebody who's taken her place in the marketplace and someone whom I'm very proud of. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.